This is New England Public Media. Could the new normal for Boston, showing proof of vaccination to enter certain businesses, sweep across the state? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
COVID continues to put people into the hospital with serious health situations. Testing facilities are backed up, and Boston's proof of vaccination regulations kicked in over the weekend for restaurants, gyms, and other indoor venues. Northampton's health board considered this last week and decided not to move forward at this point. But Matt, there are lawmakers calling for a statewide vax requirement for some kinds of indoor spaces. Hey, any chance of that gaining momentum?
Sure. I mean, if the experiment in Boston works well, and I say experiment loosely because many other cities around the country have tried this and been doing this effectively, New York included. But we've seen a number of cities take similar steps. Some mayors joined Mayor Wu when she announced that Boston was going to take this step, and we subsequently saw places like Cambridge and Somerville consider and then decide to postpone decisions on this. So they'll be watching Boston to see how it works. The rollout of the state digital vaccine card program is a step in the right direction, helping potentially make it easier for people and businesses to comply with this. And if it goes smoothly, I think we could see more cities and towns adopt it. There is some interest in the legislature, but for now they've deferred to the executive, suggesting that he is the official most in position and equipped to respond and then put in something like this in place quickly. And so far, the governor has no interest in doing it statewide.
Yeah, sticking with Boston. With her special election win, Boston City Councilor Lydia Edwards will become the first Black woman to serve in the Massachusetts Senate since 2018. Beginning this week, there will be three people of color in the 40-member Senate. On this Dr. Martin Luther King Day, I'm thinking about the speech he delivered to a joint session of the legislature in April 1965. That was a message of equality and discrimination. With redrawn legislative maps, is the Senate next year likely to better reflect the racial and ethnic diversity of the state?
It's difficult to say, but sometimes it takes time for these district redrawings to really take hold and deliver the results that the drafters intended. We saw the Senate redraw their districts to include six districts, a doubling from three, represented by a majority of minority voters and residents. One of them is in a place where there will be no incumbent up in the Lawrence area, but we're probably going to see incumbents run in other districts like the one centered around Brockton, the one centered in Everett, Chelsea, Charlestown, and that area. So we may not see the change immediately, but it could come over the next decade.
Over the coming weeks, the Governor's Council is considering commutations for William Allen and Thomas Kuntz. They've both been serving life sentences for first-degree murder. Governor Baker approved those commutations last week, making a bit of history. But how surprising was Baker's move, and does it foreshadow more clemency announcements before he leaves office a year from now?
In some ways, I think this kind of shows how the governor is very much a process politician. He followed a process that saw these men go before the State Board of Pardons, which is made up of members of the parole board. This was recommended to the governor with extensive descriptions of why it was believed that these men should qualify for parole. He considered it. I certainly think it was not an easy decision for him, and one that I don't think anyone was sure which way it would go. The governor, of course, not running for re-election this year, which makes decisions like this slightly more easy. But, you know, I think that should the Board of Pardons and members of the parole board recommend more commutations or even pardons, I think this certainly signals that the governor is open to receiving those and considering them, and we could see more before the end of his term.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks as always, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcasthub. This is New England Public Media.